Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's our final hour. Not the final hour of the Wizards Draft Show, of course, because that is going to 11 o'clock with Lynell Willingham, Craig Hoffman with you, as this is still technically also the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where you see that I should have worn a nicer shirt. That is a well-dressed Chase Hughes.
It's draft night. You don't know if they're going to call your name, right? You got to be ready.
I'm sure at a press conference, your name will be called, and then you'll ask Will Dawkins a question. Of course, Monumental Sports Network, Wizards Insider, and a guy who just, we were just talking about the break, man. You love the draft.
Like, when, it's my favorite thing.
What's the first draft you remember being like, oh, I love this?
Oh, man, I've watched it my entire life. It's been one of my favorite things, especially before the picks got leaked on Twitter. If you're a fan out there and you don't have to follow it on Twitter, don't. It's a much better
TV event.
You don't
have to be on social media tonight.
That's what I do for the NFL draft. I'm a Commanders fan. I watch the pick on TV, and then I pick up my phone and see what people are saying about it. But I've loved it for a long time. I would probably say going back to, like, I think it was like 2007. I was a Wizards fan, and the Wizards got Nick Young and Dominic McGuire. And I remember seeing them in summer league and thinking they were going to be so good. But honestly, my first draft memories are like Rasheed Wallace and like Jerry Stackhouse days. So I go pretty far back.
That's some deep cuts right there. This draft is so interesting to me because obviously this would be a lot simpler night if this was just. I mean, it actually would have been a harder radio show in some ways. It's like, hey guys, Cooper Flagg's coming. Like that would have been awesome. That would have been better for the long term. Although sometimes the acute, it's more interesting if there's options to talk about. So we know that's not happening. We're pretty sure that two's not happening. That the Spurs are just going to take Dylan Harper. They're not going to trade. And also, like, I mean, look, I love me like some Corey Kispert, for instance. But like, I don't know if that's going to be enough to get you up to the second pick. So, is there a chance they trade up to 3, 4, or 5? Certainly. But at 6. Is there a player you look at and you go, that's the guy I hope falls to Washington?
That I hope falls to Washington? I think a great scenario would be if Trey Johnson was there of Texas. I don't expect him to be, but you never know. I think VJ Edgecombe is a pretty safe bet to go third unless Philly does something and trades back. He's the best athlete in the draft, superstar defensive player on the perimeter, and I think has a chance to be a really good offensive player too. After that, I think Trey Johnson is the fourth best prospect in this draft. I think he could be a Devin Booker-like scorer. So I think it just doesn't make sense that he would be there at 6 because he's the type of player and the type of athlete that isn't usually there. So I think that would probably be the best-case scenario. But I think the Wizards are in a good spot, especially if they're looking to add some offense. They focused on defense the last 2 years. If it's not Trey Johnson, there's going to be a guy with a really high offensive ceiling right there for them to take.
I love everything you just said. No, Chase and I have not exchanged notes. We both comped Trey Johnson and Devin Booker independently. That is, I mean, I'm sure that's other places too. But like,
he studies Devin Booker. I asked him at the combine. He said Devin Booker. So we're all thinking the same thing.
I remember watching him and just being like, God, the Booker vibes are strong. You try to stay away from that, right? Because like, Devin Booker 3 years ago was the best player on an NBA Finals team. Like, Devin Booker, he was an Olympian. Like, this a starter on the Olympic. Like, this dude is such a good player. I know Phoenix is a nightmare right now, but like, Devin Booker's a freaking baller. And if they can get Devin Booker at 6, like, that is a steal. So obviously that would be huge shoes to fill for Trey Johnson, but just the scoring, the shot making, the size, we'll see what he can be on defense. But I think the thing that's interesting for him versus, say, Ace Bailey. Why I would put Johnson over Bailey personally, having like acknowledging that I haven't done having conversations with these guys and so many of the important pieces of just watching the tape, thinking about the player profile and how it fits. The shooting, like, next levelness of Johnson, to me, is a separator. I think Ace Bailey's obviously a tremendous shot creator. How that translates to the league, I think, is a question. I don't have that as much of a question about that with Johnson, and I think there's a shooting upside that might not be there with Bailey. Do you agree with that on the Bailey versus Johnson, like, offensive wing player comparison?
Yeah, I think Ace Bailey in some respects is a little bit taller version of Trey Johnson, but Trey Johnson is just a better, more productive player. At least he was in college, right? He shot a much higher percentage. He was really good off the catch. He was really good off the dribble. Both of them struggle at getting to the rim. Now, Ace Bailey offers a little more on the defensive end. He's also a better rebounder, so you could consider him a more versatile player. But Trey Johnson, you know, it doesn't really match the eye test, but he's more athletic if you go off by combine numbers. You know, Trey Johnson's not just a shooter. He's a 6'6 shooting guard who can also jump really high. He had like a 38-inch vertical leap at the combine. So I think he's plenty athletic, tremendous at moving without the ball. He's a really serious guy. Not that Ace Bailey isn't, but, you know, I interviewed both of these guys at the combine, and Trey Johnson said he is like 100% strictly basketball. Like, he does not even really watch TV. He listens to music a little bit. His only hobby is basketball. He said he just recently was given a book. I forget the book. It's some like self-help book. He's trying to sort of broaden his horizons. But that guy is an absolute gym rat, and I think it shows when you watch him on the court.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bailey and Jeremiah Fears, the point guard from Oklahoma, to me are the two most intriguing prospects through a Wizards lens. Not necessarily best fits, like intriguing in the true sense of the word. I'm like, I wonder how a couple floors down from us these guys fit on their board. Because I can make the argument for both. I can make the argument against both. Obviously, there's the reports that are out there that we assume are correct on Jordan Poole trade. So Fears having more minutes available at the point guard spot is a factor here. But like, let's say the choice is down to those two. Do you have a strong lean either direction between Fears? So that would mean like Johnson's off the board, Konkanipal's off the board. Let's see, we need one more. Edgecombe goes off the board. So now you're looking at Fears and Bailey as kind of that group of six next two, the last two remaining. Do you have a strong lean either way in your own personal preference?
I'd probably lean Ace Bailey is more likely because the Wizards, they covet positional size. It's been a through line for every draft pick they've made, right? And that's one thing that Jeremiah Fears does not have. He's 6'2 and a half without shoes. He's about the same size as like a Darius Garland on the court. Ace Bailey, a lot was made about how he's not as tall as he was listed. He was listed 6'10 at Rutgers, kind of inexplicably. I saw it right away when I saw him play in person at Maryland. He's shorter than Juju Reese. He's not 6'10", but he's still 6'7 and a half without shoes. And with that jumper, like, he's got the positional size. He also offers, I think, a little more on the defensive end than Jeremiah Fears. So he sort of fits the Wizards' mold. Both of these guys, though, are really young. They both reclassified to go into school early. So they're the age of a high school senior. They should not be going through the draft process. Right.
They should have just finished prom.
Yeah, exactly. NIL has changed everything because now they can make millions in college, so they're going in early. So they both have their strengths and weaknesses. For Jeremiah Fears, what does stand out and is really interesting is he is arguably the best player in this draft at getting to the rim and getting free throws. And not just getting to the line, but knocking down 85% of them. That's a really high number. So he could generate offense for himself by doing that. And Ace Bailey, on the other hand, is more of the outside shooter. Jeremiah Fears, less efficient, too many turnovers. So it's really splitting hairs, but I think what comes down to the common denominator for both of those guys is what I said. They're both high-end scoring talents.
Yeah, for sure. The character stuff is also what I worry, or not worry about, what I'm curious about, right? And the Bailey stuff is particularly interesting on that front because, and I'm curious, like, your impressions of talking to him, because there's just nothing like having a face-to-face conversation with a kid. Now, the conversations that you have as a media member are different than the ones he's having with teams, than the ones he'll have with teammates. Like, that's a given. But I haven't talked to Ace Bailey. Chase has. So we're going to use Chase's expertise being here. No one's like, he's a bad kid. People, the rap is more that he is immature, that there is growing to do in terms of like his professionalism, in terms of approach to the game, in a contrast to, say, Trey Johnson or Cooper Flagg or Dylan Harper, that it's there's immense talent there, but are we going to get it out of him? And like, will he take it seriously enough? But also, you listen to Dylan Harper talk about him, and he's like, that dude brings the best energy to the locker room. I loved being his teammate. So what do you make of kind of the kid, Ace Bailey? And then I don't know if you talked to Fears as well. What can you tell us about him in that regard?
The word I would use for Ace Bailey is just unpolished, right? And as I was watching him and speaking with him, you know, it just kind of came off as a guy who hasn't really had the media coaching. But also, as I was hearing him talk, I was like, man, this guy should be a high school senior. Like, imagine being in that position. Like, you're about to be a high draft pick. You've got all the talent in the world. And yes, it's a very different situation answering these questions with teams and the media. But they're getting asked the same questions, right? He's getting asked, why didn't Rutgers win? He's getting asked, why didn't you pass the ball? You know, he had 11 games without any assists last year.
Yeah.
You know, what type of player are you going to be at the next level? How can you help a team win? And so I think you're hearing some of the same responses they give those teams. And my read on him was he's a very confident guy, and it's just really hard to project what he's going to be at 25 years old, not only as a player, but you also got to do that as a person. And you just got to keep in mind these guys are so young. And Jeremiah Fears, I would say, is a little more polished, but same thing. He's just a kid, you know, a confident kid who believes he could be the best player in this draft. But I think you're probably going to get a different impression from him 5 years from now when you speak to him.
For sure. And I think one thing that was a through line of the guys that they've taken so far is like competitiveness is just next level. For whatever it's worth, Anthony just texted and passed it along a report from Kristen Peek of Yahoo, I believe is where she's at now.
She was at Yahoo. I think she's on her own.
Okay, so yeah. She does a ton of draft stuff. Apparently, reporting that Ace Bailey had a private workout at some point with the Wizards. So the secret team that may have had a private work, like we were actually Josh Robbins was sitting in that chair an hour and a half ago, and we were like, I was like, would it surprise you if the Wizards or someone pulled off a private workout? And he was like, no, not really.
All the Wizards workouts are private nowadays, by the way. Yeah. Wasn't the deal in the past, but that's how the new front office operates. So they might have worked out any number of these guys.
Yeah, but like, you know, with Bailey, the whole thing was like, oh, he didn't work out for anyone. And it's like, well, actually, he did, yeah. According to Kirsten Peek. So take that for what it's worth. You know, and sometimes, you know, we talked about this in the NFL draft process. Logan and I talk about this a lot and, you know, everyone else. You can bring in a guy on a workout because you want to find out more. You want to confirm stuff. And then when he's there, you either confirm stuff or you don't. So just because he came in for a workout doesn't mean the workout went great. It could have been great, and there's a sign that like, oh, Ace Bailey to six, that's why everyone's connecting the dots. But they could have brought him in and been like, nah, not what we want. So we'll find out when they get on the clock, if Ace Bailey's still there tonight, what they thought of him. One more wild card name I want to run by you. Maliuk, the center from Duke. First
Maliwatch.
Of all,
I believe it is Maliwatch.
Maliwatch.
You know, forgive yourself for that. Last night I found out it's not Igor Demin, it's Jaeger Demin.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no.
So you just got to get used to this stuff.
This is why.
It's not Kyshawn George, it's Keyshawn George.
Yes.
I found that out on draft night last year.
Yes.
So it happens.
So, like, this is why Dane Brugler, when you get done with your NFL draft guide, The Beast, which has pronunciations for every player, I just need you to do a quick 100 on the pronunciations only of the NBA.
You said the NFL? I was going to say, come on, man. The NFL names are much easier to pronounce than NBA names. These guys are coming from all over the world.
But he literally has names for like 700 guys.
Right. Oh, like, I know. What the memory recall is ridiculous. Insane.
So Messini over at the Athletic, if you want to do it in your draft, like, we need someone to do the name pronunciations. So say it one more time.
Jaeger Demon.
No, the Duke Center.
Kaman Malawach is what I believe it is.
Kaman Malawach. The Duke Center.
Yes,
the Duke Center.
The big guy.
I can't say his name yet. I really like what I read about him. I really like what I see. What are the chances the Wizards go off the board at 6 and go, we're going to take the 7'2 athletic guy who showed us in FIBA he's got a lot more to his offensive game than he showed at Duke?
It's so funny because when they got the 6th pick on lottery night, I thought there was like no chance they would pick Kaman Malawach. He was the one guy who I immediately just ruled out because they picked Alex Haar last year. But I like Malawach a lot, and I actually, the more I think about it, I think they could actually fit if they go down that route. If they project Alex Haar as a 4, and if they think he can develop his outside shot, then it makes a lot of sense to have a guy like Kaman Malawach who can do the more traditional center things. Sets greens. He's got great hands around the rim. He can throw down lobs. Things that Alex Haar will have to develop, but he seems more comfortable playing on the perimeter. And then defensively, the combination that they could make as rim protectors, I think it could look like Jared Allen and Evan Mobley in Cleveland, where you have not just one, two guys you don't want to go into the paint and encounter. And when they're on the court at the same time, that's a big deal. Then you can stagger them. It really changes your defense for 48 minutes. So I think they could fit in that regard. The question would be shooting. Not only can Alex Haar develop his outside shot, but Kaman Malawach has gotten a lot of praise for his shooting potential. And I was at the NBA Draft Combine. I asked Con Knipple and Tyrese Proctor about him, his teammates at Duke, two of the best shooters in the draft. Both of them, unprompted, said he could be a great shooter. They said he's got great shooting touch. It just wasn't his role at Duke last year.
Yeah, Kaman Malawach. I feel like you said his name like 7 times in that answer just to be like, Craig, if I say it enough, you'll get it. So Chase Hughes, my buddy, my pal, my name savior here in draft night. Anybody else that, like, is there a wild card name you're kind of watching, or is there anybody that particularly you love at 18 or you think they might trade up for? We'll end there.
A wild card, I'll throw out the name Jace Richardson, son of Jason Richardson.
Yes.
2-time NBA dunk contest champion.
Although apparently Jace not quite the athlete that his dad was.
He's not quite as big.
Yeah.
He's very athletic. And I just did a deep dive. You can find it on my Twitter page. I went through the analytics of all these guys, the college prospects, which, by the way, was easier to do this year because everyone's coming out of college. He is 6'5" without shoes, but he finishes at a higher percentage at the rim than both Derek Queen and Thomas Sorber, some of the big men in this draft. And then they also break down percentages, 3-point shooting from NBA range. He shot about 39% from NBA range. He shot 55% on threes in transition. He was really good from the corners, too. So when you really break it down and try to project what type of shooter he's going to be at the next level, that guy is going to be a really good shooter because that's an adjustment for a lot of these young guys. And then we'll see about the size, and this is important for this, but he's also a really good defender.
Interesting, interesting. All right, Chase Hughes, what's your game plan for tonight? Where can people go to get stuff from you?
Yeah, so I'll be writing for MonumentalSportsNetwork.com, Monumental Plus app, and then Bijan Todd, my colleague, and I will also have a post-game, post-draft reaction on video that you can find on our YouTube page or our website.
There you go. And then follow, of course, on Twitter and everywhere else. Jason's on TikTok. He's everywhere, so make sure you follow him.
I guess.
Yeah, I am. I am on TikTok.
Doing a good job. I'm trying to catch up to you.
You're right. I am on TikTok. Sometimes I forget because sometimes the comments I had one where the comments got out of control last week.
Really?
on something. I was like, I'm going to not check this for a hot second. so I should probably get back on there and make sure nothing's on fire. Anyway, that's Chase Hughes. When we get back, you, 301-230-0980. Who do you want to see the Wizards take tonight at 6, 301-230-0980? But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Hey, everybody, look, it's Josh Robbins. What was I saying? Oh, right. The latest in the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you wanna? Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.